In response to COVID-19, Governor Ron DeSantis has made all restaurants takeout or delivery only and closed all bars. He's also limited gatherings on beaches to no more than 10 people and is asking people 65 and older to stay home. But state elected officials believe more needs to be done to help stop the spread of the virus. Some lawmakers spoke about what they think should be the next steps. I'm Blaze Ganey. Most jobs around the state have been impacted by coronavirus. Officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have handed down guidelines urging people to stay 6 feet apart and limit crowds to no more than 10. Tallahassee Democratic Representative Ramon Alexander believes state workers should also follow those guidelines.
I think it's extremely important that we recognize the need for consistency throughout all of our state agencies. Many of our agencies have gone above and beyond to provide the necessary accommodations for our state employees. But I think it's necessary for purposes of uniformity that be put in writing.
Alexander says some state employees are having to use their sick leave to request time off if they want to stay home because of coronavirus. He thinks they should be given more flexibility.
We have many employees that are working in call centers that are right next to each other, which aren't conducive conditions based off CDC guidelines that have been put forth, as well as those that have been working in our state that may have certain medical conditions. I think it is paramount that we explore uniform options to allow them to use their administrative leave and not just their sick leave.
Governor Ron DeSantis said Tuesday he's told state agency heads to allow as many workers as possible to telecommute.
We think that that's a good policy. I know many agencies have done it. We clearly have a need for essential workers, particularly in the public health sphere and the emergency management. So we're gonna need to have their hands on deck. But certainly any of the non-essential, we would say keep as many home as you can and try to reduce any density in the workforce.
Meanwhile, Jacksonville Republican Representative Clay Yarborough thinks more needs to be done to help the businesses that have been mandated to close.
Businesses right now in our state are hurting, and when the orders have come out that have mandated reductions on our businesses that have essentially severely reduced their ability to generate revenue, or in some cases maybe businesses have closed right now because of what's going on, it does not seem right to me that we would be taking taxes from those businesses at the same amount or at all if they, in the case of the ones who are closed because of state orders.
Yarborough also thinks business tax renewals, property taxes on commercial properties, and other business-related fees should be waived until the mandate is lifted on bars and restaurants. In Orlando, Democratic Senator Victor Torres thinks closing bars and restaurants isn't enough. He says more businesses need to be closed.
Bit by bit that this governor is doing, he needs to step up his game, his leadership. This is the time to show why you are the governor and make sure that people understand you're doing it in their best interest and try to keep everyone safe.
Torres and other senators sent a letter Tuesday urging the governor to implement a stay-at-home policy. In some counties, officials have established a curfew from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., but Torres believes more needs to be done to make sure Florida doesn't run into problems New York has now.
I was just listening to the governor of New York. The amount of cases that is growing and the lack of supplies, they don't have the gowns, the masks, the ventilators. It's enormous. And I want to prevent that from spreading here in Florida.
DeSantis, however, thinks the call to recommend everyone stay at home wouldn't be effective.
Remember, the CDC has not said do a statewide lockdown. And I also look at some of these other states that have done it, and I see massive noncompliance, and I'm not even sure how effective it is.
In the meantime, several local governments, including Miami Beach, Tampa, and Leon County, have issued their own stay-at-home orders in an effort to help control the spread of coronavirus.